Dreaming of the stars on high that speak to me in secret sighs, drifting on a breeze only I can feel and hear. Could it be the sacred wind that's calling me to now begin to walk into the dark, carrying the light of tomorrow? Beating of the wings up high, beyond the earth, beyond the sky, come now. We've got to go now. Don't fear, you'll be safe from now on. Morning sky watching over all. Deep inside, so silently, my heart will speak. Deep inside of me.
Thank you, everyone. If you enjoyed my music tonight, my purse is open. It's right here. In front of me. It's the purse without coins in it. Typical farmers. Time to head to the bar. I need a drink. Hello, traveler. Mind if I sit with you? Thanks. So, did you enjoy the music? Thank you. Yes, that was me. Call me Sonatio, stealer of hearts, wandering bard, storyteller, and messenger. I thought you would like my music. I can tell you're not from around here. The locals rarely appreciate my work. Not enough songs about cows, I think. But I have nothing against cows, though, you know. Some of the best listeners I've ever met were cows. But I can only sing about farmers' daughters and prize bulls for so long before I have to move on to something more interesting. Oh, you know, daring adventurers, unfaithful wives, mysterious travelers, that kind of thing. What can I say? I'm always looking for inspiration. You certainly look like you have a story or two. So, is now a good time to ask if you'll buy me a drink? Or do I have to flutter my eyelashes a bit? Lean forward and touch your arm. Well, can I touch your arm anyway? Ooh, this is nice. I don't know if you've got these from swinging swords or tilling fields, but it's working for me. Okay, normally I'd buy the drinks, but I've been singing for 2 hours and I have, 8 bronze hawks and 2 iron kings. Ooh, and you don't want to taste what that will get you here. A silver star? Oh, thank you, stranger. Then, well then, drinks are on me after all. Amelia, 2 cups of dragon honey oil. Yes, I can afford it. There's a patron of the arts here tonight. And I know your tricks. No leaning over the bar so your top hangs open or spilling beer on his breeches so you can clean it up. He's with me tonight. Have you had this before? Me neither, but it's the most expensive drink here, so it must be good, right? A toast to mysterious strangers. Cheers. Wow, this is actually really good. I wasn't sure at first, but it has a really sweet aftertaste. Wow, I needed this. Sharing drinks with a handsome stranger feels kind of good. I've been on the road for far too long. Sure, you're handsome. I mean, your boots are covered in mud, your cloak is a little damp, and your face still has dust from the road, but under all that, I like what I see. Me? Well, if you like this, you should see me in an actual gown, but thank you. Compliment accepted. So, what brings you to Greenwood? I figured. Last stop before the city. From the state of your clothes, you must have traveled a long way already. That far? No, I've never been so far north. I've heard it's beautiful, though. You must be on an important journey to leave. Yes, I travel a lot. Mostly east and south. I love traveling, but can get a little lonely, but that just makes meeting someone like you so pleasant. Hey, before I embarrass myself, you don't have anyone at home, do you? Or anyone you're going to see? You know exactly what I mean. Oh, oh, good. Me neither. Obviously. I'm really glad that I met you tonight, though. I think we're going to have fun. Well, I'm done with this drink. What's next? Ooh, that's a good one. Amelia, 2 Black Rose Lagers. Cheers, again, to travel, the road, and seeing as much of the world as we can before we go on. What? You want to know about me? Well, I travel to play music, but I earn my living as a messenger. I carry letters from town to town. A lot of folks here can't read or write, so I take down their words for them and read them to their intended. It's actually incredible. It's a gift to hear everyone's thoughts and share them. Hey, you can keep a secret, right? See that old woman over there? For years, she's been trading love letters with a jeweler near Staghead. She's got a whole family here, 2 sons, 6 grandkids, everything. But every time I come through here, she wants me to write something new to deliver to him. Sure, it makes me sad, but it makes me feel a lot of other things too, though. I try to put it into my music, but I'm not quite there yet. I'm better at writing down other people's stories than making my own. Oh, and Amelia. Well, I shouldn't tell you about Amelia's letters. But yeah, everyone has a story, even dairy farmers who never leave their town. I think it's important to remember that. You could spill your drink on anyone here, and that person would have an inner life you can hardly imagine. Well, not him. That guy's an asshole. If you're going to spill your drink, aim for him. Glass is empty again. Are you staying here tonight? Oh, there's no room? You're going to try to make it to the city? That's still a 2-hour journey, and it's already dark. I'm not sure the last time you came through this way, but the roads aren't safe at night. Look, I have a room here. Good for me. You ass! I'm saying you should stay with me. Definitely. There's plenty of room, and there's no way I could let you go out this late. You're my only fan for miles. What if something happened to you? And besides, it's not every day you meet a charming stranger. Are you really ready for the night to end? Good. Me neither. Come on, I'm just up the stairs. Not bad, right? They say 200 years ago, a duchess's cart broke a wheel on the road near here. So, the tavern prepared a room specially for her, which is why this room is so nice. I wouldn't believe it. Every tavern has some old legend about why their rooms are the best. But, I admit, this bed is awfully soft. Come feel. Oh, wait. You can't get on the bed with those dirty clothes. A duchess might have slept here. Would you shame her memory by getting the sheets filthy? Do you want to be haunted by her fancy ghost? Here. May I? Untie your cloak. Unbutton your jacket. Lift off your shirt. Well, I was right. You really are handsome. Can I kiss you? Here, on your neck. And your chest. Sit down. I'll take off your boots. Your feet must be incredibly sore. Let me rub them for you. Sorry, my fingers are quite calloused, but it feels good, right? I'm glad. Forget about the long day you've had. Forget about the bad weather and muddy road. Forget about the tavern outside the door, the drinks, the people. Just focus on this, on me. My hands, my voice. Focus on how nice it is to have nothing to think about but feeling good. Feeling good is a skill. It takes practice. When you're on your own for a long time, like we are, it can be easy to forget how. That's what I want for us tonight. I want us to remember how to feel good, how to be admired and touched and cherished. So right now, just focus on my strong fingers. my lips on your skin. And feel good. There. You look so relaxed now. But you're not ready for sleep, I hope. There's a lot more I'd like to do with you. Can I take off your breeches? Good. What a beautiful cock. I'm glad you're excited. I am too. But I'm not going to touch you there just yet. I want to kiss up your legs first. Make you anticipate it. Here we are. Let me get you wet. You feel so good in my hands. I was dreaming of this while we were downstairs. Yes, about halfway through the first drink. Yes. I was starting to think about your cock. Everything I wanted to do with it. And what I wanted it to do to me. But it's so much better in person. It's hard. Hot. Throbbing in my hands. My hands do feel good, don't they? I love making you feel good. I love the feel of your cock. Pumping your strong shaft in my fist. Rolling my palm over the head. You don't have to be quiet, you know. I don't plan to be when you get this inside of me. Oh, that twitch. You liked that thought of that, So do I. I want to be face down in those pillows while you plow me from behind. Your hips pressing into my ass. My pussy gripping your cock. Moaning so loud, people really do think this room is haunted. But not quite yet. First, I want to taste you. That's good. Look into my eyes while I suck you. Enjoy my hot, wet tongue. I love the way you fill my mouth. God, you're ready for me. I need you to lie down on the bed for me. I'll take my clothes and join you. It's been a long time since someone has seen me like this. Could you hold me for a moment? Kiss me? Oh, your warm body against mine is so nice. Hold me tight. I'm ready. I need you inside of me. What? I promised I'd be face down in the pillows, right? Here you go. You have a perfect view of my pretty pussy and ass. I really do love to be taken from behind, you know. I'm so wet. Be gentle, okay? At first. That is amazing. Yes. Keep going. All the way. Fill me. Fill me up completely. Oh, fuck. That's good. That's so good. Yes. Move. Move now. Move as much as you want. I can take it. Yes, I love you, feeling you thrust into me. Here, I can rub your balls between my legs. They must be so full for me. And I want it all tonight. Yes, that's it. You're doing so great. Your clothes? Then don't hold back. Come inside me. I want to feel the warmth of your seed inside me. I want to be sticky and dripping for you. Thrust as hard as you want, as hard as you need. I need it too. Please, come. Come for me. Fuck. I want to feel it. I'm going to come. I'm going to come too. Oh, fuck. That was so good. That was so amazing. Come here. Lay beside me. I think we've gotten the bed dirty after all. Sorry, Ghost Duchess. Wow. I can't believe how much I needed that. I feel so good now. Just completely relaxed. Lean into me. I want to feel you close. I've been traveling a long time, but tonight, this is home to me. You said you were heading into the city, right? Well, it just so happens I have business that way. Maybe we can travel together for a while. You'd like that? Me too. But now, just rest. Hold me tight. And just rest.